Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President-elect Trump choosing TV celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The president-elect says Dr. Oz will work closely with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to address chronic diseases. ABC's Jay O'Brien with more.
They like these picks with very limited government experience. In Mehmet Oz's case, none really whatsoever, because they want people to go into these various agencies, including one that, again, has such a wide impact as CMS does, and try to shake things up.
Trump also naming investment banker Howard Lutnick as his nominee for Commerce Secretary. In Texas today, the president-elect joining Elon Musk to watch a SpaceX Starship rocket blast off. The test launch was successful. The booster catch was aborted. In Rio, President Biden wrapped up his final G20 summit of his office, holding meetings and with Brazil's leader today. And rain and snow on the way for the Northeast this week. This is ABC.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Office of Lawyer Regulation has filed a 10-count complaint against former Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. The complaint involves Gableman's role investigating allegations of fraud in the 2020 election, a task for which he was hired and later fired by State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. It accuses Gableman of making false statements, disrupting a court hearing, questioning a judge's integrity, making derogatory remarks about opposing counsel, and violating open records laws. Gableman sat on the Supreme Court from 2008 to 2018. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced the results of a study showing the state's consistent agricultural growth. According to a press release, the University of Wisconsin study showed over $115 billion of economic impact was generated from agricultural and food processing sources between 2017 and 2022. That's equivalent to about an 11% increase from prior years and represents over 14% of Wisconsin's overall economic output. Following a change in ownership and renovations, the Rice Lake Speedway was recognized at the Wissota National Awards Banquet. The Speedway was given the 2024 Wissota Award of Excellence in just the first year of new ownership. Executive Director Nikki Cook praised the new Speedway leadership for the significant improvements made to the track and their communication with the organization. Speedway officials say there are still more improvement projects underway, and they expect those projects to be finished by the start of the 2025 season. The city of Ashland is looking for a new way to display the city's history. City officials say they're planning to replace a number of aging signs along the lakeshore that tell a limited story of the city's history. They say the new signs they're planning will tell a more complete history, including Native history, Western European immigrant history, and the history of the current residents. A number of local stakeholders will be involved in the creation of the new signs, including the Ashland Historical Museum and Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks over the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks making a comeback late in the fourth quarter to beat the Houston Rockets 101-100. Damian Lillard with the go-ahead points with 3 seconds left. The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night at 6:30. College football. Luke Fickell addresses why he fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, with still 2 regular season games left to play.
The basic gist, what I told the team, it's not about play calls. It's not about points scored. It's not about touchdowns. It's moving forward with leadership. And that's, to me, what we have to do and why we're doing it right now.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday after beating the Bears in Chicago by a blocked field goal on the game's final play.
That's this league. And you look around the league, most of these games are going down to the final drive. You better stay resilient. You better keep fighting and have that never say die mentality. And I think that's what showed on that final play.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low in the low 30s. Cold tomorrow with a cloudy sky, breezy, and even some flurries and snow showers. High only mid-30s. Lingering flurries Wednesday night, staying cloudy and blustery Thursday. Highs upper 30s. Right now it's 45.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that.
It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got a great guest host for you. Political editor of Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, takes the chair. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Hey, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for listening. You can be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. We will get you in. Just PS on the board and on the horn. Join us. I want to recap briefly what we talked about with Maggie Dawn. Overtime with Maggie Dawn. She sticks around on Tuesdays for a couple of segments to, you know, lighten the load and have some fun. And the topic today, now making the national news, not just the Washington Post, but also the Raw story. And you know when you made the Raw story, baby, you're getting famous. Here is what Matthew Chapman writes. Mega auditor of 2020 election lied to judge and violated attorney ethics, according to a report. Well, say it ain't so. Oh, yeah, you know who we're talking about. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice hired by GOP lawmakers in Wisconsin to audit, quote unquote, the results of the 2020 election committed major violations of attorney ethics, according to a blistering report released by state legal regulators. The Washington Post reported. That's our pal Patrick Marley, used to be over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, now at the Washington Post. Who are we talking about? Well, of course, Michael Gabelman, who backed Trump's conspiracy theories of stolen election, despite freely admitting not to have a, quote, comprehensive understanding or even any understanding of how elections work, caused extensive public drama throughout his special counsel investigation, at one point even threatening to arrest various local officials for not responding to his demands. He even recommended decertifying Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes, which was not possible under the law. Eventually, Robin Voss, the state assembly speaker, grew tired of Gabelman's antics and dismissed him. Yeah, not after he went plowed through about $2 million.
Uh-huh. It takes a lot to get Robin Voss to say that he's done.
Right. I don't have a comprehensive understanding or even any understanding of how elections work.
Huh.
So put that guy in charge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Only the best people.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, it even to read it now, these years later, it just drives me nuts. I mean, the level of incompetence and purposeful incompetence. I mean, this dude knew. Voss knew. Megan knew. Trump knew. Who's investigating the 2024 election? Is there any? No? No? No, that one's okay because Trump won. Okay, gotcha. Good to know. The ethics report written by Donald Schott, S-C-H-T-T. Of the Wisconsin Office of Lawyer Regulation, uncovers even more evidence of wrongdoing, according to Patrick Marley at the Washington Post, and the Raw story quotes. The state office that oversees lawyers alleged former Justice Michael Gabelman filed false information with the judge, repeatedly engaged in dishonesty, unfairly disparaged a judge and an attorney, failed to perform competent legal work, did not follow the direction of his client, released confidential information, and lied to the lawyer who investigated him. The report further found that Gabelman, quote, didn't maintain investigative records properly and didn't appropriately respond to public records requests. When he was sued over his handling of public records, Gabelman accused the judge overseeing the case of being biased against him and not interested in right or wrong, a remark that was out of line with attorney conduct standards. Furthermore, Gableman failed to perform competent legal work by not following the records law. The state Supreme Court will ultimately assign a referee to look over the report and determine whether he'll face sanctions. At the state Supreme Court here in Wisconsin, leans left these days.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have an election, I believe, next year, right? Next spring?
Yes, we do. Coming up in the spring.
The next Wisconsin justice due to a retirement. So here's hoping they throw the book at Michael Gableman and his inept, corrupt, asinine effort to, you know, overthrow the election. You know, at least some people. And this guy, I mean, this was paid for by the taxpayer dollars, and he's not like criminally liable, which is also hard to believe. But he might lose his law license. Well, who's hiring this guy anyway besides Robin Voss? And Donald Trump. Because if anything happens to Matt Gaetz,
I mean,
Gableman's got to be first on that list.
Of course, I swear
to God. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So right now I'd like to, you know, lighten it up a little bit. And I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
Oh, no. Okay. All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's not just me.
No.
It's not just me. Oklahoma, is this guy from Oklahoma? Ryan Walters.
That's the one.
According to the Oklahoman. This is from, looks like last week, November 15th. Ryan Walters says more than 500 Bibles purchased for Oklahoma public schools. Oh, really? He said last week that more than 500 Bibles have been purchased. The announcements which did not provide specific details about how the Bibles were procured or how much the books cost is the latest in a flurry of moves by Walters as he works to elevate his national profile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good timing, Walters. Republican President-elect Donald Trump is quickly filling out his incoming cabinet, and Walters' name has been mentioned by some national news outlets as a potential pick for education secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Advisor.
Yeah, anyone who's been listening to Busted Pencils, you know that Dr. Tim Slecker is calling this one. He says before the week is out, Trump will have tapped Ryan Walters for Secretary of Education.
Oh, all right, man. When that happens, we'll get Tim back on. Yeah. That's right. Both Trump and Walters have called for the U.S. Department of Education to be abolished. Now, in a news release, again, this is last week, and we have updated on this, but we're going to, you know, lay it down for you folks.
Yeah.
Walters said the Bibles would be used in advanced placement government classrooms across the state. He said the move represented, quote, the first in the nation Bible purchase explicitly for use in schools as an academic and literary resource, and described the purchase as the first step toward providing Bibles for every classroom in the state. Now, the purchase was separate from a prior request proposal issued by the Oklahoma Department of Education for 55,000 Bibles. The request was originally tailored with specific requirements that few versions of Bible appeared to meet. One exception.
Which one?
God Bless USA Bible endorsed by Donald Trump.
For $60 a pop, made in China for $3.
The request was later withdrawn after coming under criticism, but the agency said Thursday it expects to reissue a modified version soon. We are focused on ensuring we get Bibles available in every classroom in our state as quickly as we can, Walters said in a news release. I got a picture of him, you know, wearing the Make America Great Again hat. Walters announced a purchase in a video. Today, we purchased over 500 Bibles that will be in the AP government classrooms across the state. He held up a copy of the Bible as an example. It appeared to be the Trump-backed God Bless USA edition, which has distinctive brown faux leather cover and an embossed U.S. flag. The Bibles are sold exclusively online, starting at $60 a piece. Oh, you were right on with that.
I do my research.
We have the Bible, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. These are foundational documents in our nation's history, he said. Each of these documents is also reprinted in the God Bless USA Bible. I mean, really, it's the only book you really need. Yeah, that's all you need. As Walters held up the Bible, a coffee mug bearing the Latin phrase that translates into, if you want peace, prepare for war, sat to his right. Oh, yeah. It sounds very much like Pete Hegseth, doesn't he? He has like all the tattoos of like the
Crusaders.
Crusades. Oh, the good old days when you could just murder everybody if they didn't believe what you want.
Right.
So, Oklahoma, that's your guy. All right, what else do we got? Well, we have some new reporting on this, I believe, and we have some sound.
We do.
So, he also put out a video.
He did. He produced he didn't produce a video. He had produced for him a video that he distributed to every single school district in Oklahoma and instructed every single teacher to play in their classrooms, introducing a new department, a new office.
Oh, let's hear it. I can't wait.
Let's hear it. And I'll give the same disclaimer that I've given before for this audio. Don't record in a literal echo chamber. All right, let's listen.
We are excited to announce a new office here in the Oklahoma State Department of Education. That will be the Office of Religious Liberty and Patriotism. For too long in this country, we've seen the radical left attack individuals' religious liberty in our schools. We will not tolerate that in Oklahoma. Your religious liberties will be protected.
Really? Even non-believers?
We've also seen patriotism mocked and a hatred for this country pushed by woke teachers' unions. We will not tolerate that in any school in Oklahoma. We want our students to be patriotic. We want our students to love this country. And we want all students' religious liberty to be protected. I will now say a prayer. And to be clear, students, you don't have to join.
You don't have to.
But if you so wish, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Dear God, thank you for all the blessings you've given our country. I pray for our leaders to make the right decisions. I pray in particular for President Donald Trump and his team as they continue to bring about change to the country. I pray for our parents, teachers, and kids that they get the best education possible and live high-quality lives. I also pray that we continue to teach love of country to our young people and that our students understand what makes America great and
Donald
that
Trump,
they continue
of
to
course.
Love this country. Amen.
I mean, obviously, it's Donald Trump. Donald Trump makes America great
again.
Well,
that's why he prayed for Donald Trump.
He prayed for Donald Trump. We have some more sound. I don't know if we're going to have time to get to it. So after this, it comes out. And again, you're requiring schools to play this video praying for Trump. And he's not praying for the current president.
No.
Joe Biden, you know.
Or the rest of the government.
No,
not the Oklahoma government.
No.
For Donald Trump.
Apparently, the Bible into lesson plans for students in grades 5 through 12. We have more sound, and what's her name? Pam Brown, I believe, from CNN. And I got to give it to Pam. I thought she did a great job. I have a hard time maintaining my composure with a guy, but she, I think, a good journalist. You know, these conversations sometimes can be tough, and you have to, you got to, can't let them talk over you. You got to address the points one by one. And for real, Pam Brown at CNN did a masterful job holding him to the fire and staying on target. Indoctrination, says Jim from Appleton. Talk about indoctrination. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cam mentions 49th in education, not seeing them get the best education anytime soon.
Well, according to our numbers, they're actually 48th.
Oh, 48th. Okay. So they're getting better. It's getting better. And because why? Because Jesus? Listen, you could pull up any of the founding documents. You will never see the word Jesus mentioned. And, you know, the Christians I know, especially the proselytizing ones, did I say
there
it right?
There you go, you got it.
They're all about Jesus. I mean, you can't have a conversation like Jesus, Jesus this, Jesus that, oh, praise Jesus. It's not in any of those founding documents. You know why? Because we're not based on a Christian religion. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Your prayers have been answered. We're still going. We're still here. Cam, you know what I'm talking about. The Oklahoma mega Republican, Ryan Walters, the state superintendent of public instruction and a far-right Christian nationalist. We played the video, ordered schools to show a pro-Donald Trump prayer video. He defended his position, found this on the alternet.org, linking back to the CNN interview with the aforementioned journalist, Pamela Brown. I thought you did a great job. Let's hear Ryan Walters and Pamela Brown talking about the Bibles in the Oklahoma public schools.
Absolutely.
Cut one, please.
What authority do you have to mandate schools to show your prayer video where you also pray for President-elect Trump?
Look, I've continued to hear the gaslighting from the left, and frankly, even from this network, pushing lies about what's going on across America. President Trump has a clear mandate. He wants prayer back in school. He wants radical leftism out of the classroom, wants our kids to be patriotic, want parents back in charge with school choice. We're enacting upon that agenda here in Oklahoma.
So, no mandate?
No mandate? I didn't hear a mandate.
I didn't hear anything.
I got it. A mandate from God.
Donald Trump. Or Donald Trump. One and the same.
Prayers in schools. No, I don't want prayers in schools. If you want to pray, you go pray in your own time. I don't want prayers. I don't want your prayers. I don't want any, there's all sorts of religions.
No, are you against, like, anyone praying in a school?
Well, if someone wants to do it on their own time, do the thing, I have no problem with that. You want to meditate, you want to pray.
Sure, you got a kid, they got a 5-minute break, they can go.
I don't want teachers instructing children on how to pray and what to say. You want that kind of education. You go like I did to a private religious school. Yes, I went to a private religious school.
It didn't stick.
I mean, of course, it was a Catholic school. And when I got there, and I didn't go through like the feeder schools, this was in Appleton mm-hmm. Xavier,
one of your old stomping grounds,
and so a lot of my classmates went to like the little smaller Catholic schools around Xavier, and then they all went to Xavier High School, and then some others, then they had the Fox Valley Lutheran; those are our big rivals, the Lutherans versus it was a big thing. But I didn't do that. And I was, you know, I might come from Italian background, right? So I was baptized, never confirmed. You know, by that time it was, you know, my parents were, they tried, that never stayed with me. So public school through eighth grade. And when I got to Xavier, and I knew some of the stuff, I'd been to enough churches and weddings and whatnot. And they're telling me, you know, in religion class, because it is a requirement. You know, if you want to learn about religion, go to a private school and take religion class. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even opposed mm-hmm. to a public school talking the history of all religions. That's right. A separate issue because it's there. I don't think it's something you can avoid. I think it's a toxic upon humanity. But I digress. When I was in the back of the class and they're talking about the one true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I was like, man, I just got done with Mr. Deneen's math class. And the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that seems like three to me.
Does.
I mean, is that,
I even counted on my fingers.
I'm just saying. And I, you know, so those kinds of things. I was kind of slowing the class down, I think. And ultimately, the response from the teacher, I believe a sister something, was, Dominic, it's a matter of faith. I'm like, oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
Math doesn't matter if you're faithful. And then I got excused. So I no longer was required to attend the religious class. I had to do
Dom,
a study hall.
You can set this one out.
And so I sat with the Buddhists and the Assembly of God people who also did not have to go and take
nice.
Those classes.
How did they end up at Xavier?
There was a good education.
Oh,
I don't
sure,
know.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
that was just what the parents wanted, you know?
All right.
So I got excused. And they start the day off, you know, I remember with homeroom, you'd start the day off with a prayer and all those kinds of things, and that's fine, whatever. But that's not public school. That's private school. And if you want mm-hmm. you, and I don't want public dollars being used to indoctrinate. One of the reasons I'm so against school choice, quote unquote, is because you're basically, as church attendance has gone down over the decades, so has the revenue. And mm-hmm. so now we have a subsidization. A lot of folks are already sending their children to private Catholic or private religious schools. Well, now they get subsidized. And now
right.
all of a sudden, wow, we got this new revenue stream for these churches.
And that's a huge, huge point to make, is that with these voucher programs, which is what they're talking about when they say school choice, the vast majority of the families who take up those vouchers and use them for the private schools that they send their kids to, those kids were already going to private schools.
There. Already. So here's yep. money. Here's money. Here you go.
Straight out of public schools.
Yep. And in the state of Wisconsin, it's an unmandated, you know, we have two education systems. It cannot continue to do this, but let's not get too far into it. So you want religious education. My opinion is go to a religious school. Public schools are not that. Why? Because in the public, there's all sorts of religions, all mm-hmm. sorts. And even folks like me who don't believe a word of it. I remember one time when I was in junior high,
okay.
I was always aware of the religion thing.
You were aware of
and Miss Belial was in class, and I was being naughty, and I was probably like in fifth grade or something, sixth grade, and I sat there and I said, I can't answer the question, I'm praying right now. And I put my hands together and I was just busting the teacher's chops, because of course I wasn't praying. I was just that kid. I was
yeah.
always that kid. And she just let me be. And eventually I got over it and participated in the class. And because, you know, that's what happens. So I've had, I guess, you know, historical strong feelings about this topic mm-hmm, for a mm-hmm. very long time. And I don't begrudge people's faith. You want to have faith, man, knock yourself out. I always say it, man, whatever gets you through the night. But don't be putting that on me. I don't put mine on you. I think we shouldn't be subsidizing any religious education, period. Regardless if it's, you know, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Thor, the mighty god Krom from Conan, or pick any religion that's been here and gone. What, today's religion is tomorrow's mythology? You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Pick them all. I used to play Dungeons and Dragons. I knew about a lot
I
of the gods.
I still play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, see, there's gods in there too, right?
Lots of them,
yeah, yeah. So whatever you're into, that's fine. But don't be using our, number one, our tax dollars, and number two, our time outside of the historical context of, I don't know, like how terrible religion has been for humanity. We'll get to more of Ryan Walters from Oklahoma and CNN's Pamela Brown, plus your calls, 855-752-4842. Yeah.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting a strong bounce back for this fall's bear harvest. According to a press release, bear hunters harvested nearly 4,300 bears during the five-week hunting season this fall, a significant increase over the nearly 3,000 that were harvested last year. Officials say that even though fewer bear hunting licenses were awarded this year, the hunter success rate went up by about 6% over the five-year average. The Northwest Wisconsin hunting zones had an especially strong season. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is sharing information on antibiotics for Wisconsin Antibiotic Awareness Week. According to a press release, DHS officials are reminding residents that antibiotics are only effective for treating bacterial infections and should not be used to treat some of the most common respiratory viruses that pop up as the weather cools down. Viruses like the flu, bronchitis, and COVID-19 cannot be treated with antibiotics, and taking antibiotics when infected with a virus, not bacteria, could potentially cause side effects. Ashland County officials are looking to add another harm reduction vending machine in the area after seeing an overall decrease in overdose deaths. The vending machines have become increasingly common across the region in recent years, providing residents with access to Narcan and fentanyl test strips. In addition to the vending machines at the Fire Department, Human Services Department, and Ashland Smoke Shop, county officials are seeking grant funding to add another vending machine at the Bad River Harm Reduction Center. The U.S. Navy Blue Angels will be returning to the region for the Duluth Air Show over 4th of July weekend. The air show is scheduled for July 5th and 6th at the Duluth International Airport, with the world-famous Flyers returning to the area for the first time since 2023. Officials say the show will begin with the demonstration of a Lockheed Martin plane nicknamed Fat Albert, before a six-plane F-18 flight demonstration called the Delta and a four-plane Super Hornet demonstration called the Diamond. Tickets for the Duluth Air Show are available online. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low in the low 30s. Cold tomorrow with a cloudy sky, breezy, and even some flurries and snow showers. High only mid-30s. Lingering flurries Wednesday night, staying cloudy and blustery Thursday. Highs upper 30s. Right now it's 45.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabe and I'm an actual Schwabe. So there you go.
Now, what is a Schwabe? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were, and her scars, or how she got them. As the telling signs of age rain down, a single tear is dropping through the valleys of an aging face that this world has forgotten.
And welcome back to the Dom Selvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. It got you lining up. We will get to you. Some of the texters out there, you keep me going. A 414, pray to Orange Jesus. I guess my Catholic Bible is out. God help us that Republicans grow a spine. Yeah, keep praying. WISS, Jesus will help those Oklahoma kids keep their balls out of the gutter because Jesus can bowl, man. Yeah, that dude can bowl. You gotta love the Big Lebowski quotes. Always welcome here. Thank you, 920. What else we got? Dom, you play the best rockin' music of all the hosts on WMDX. Love it. And you're my, well, I love your show. Everyone else is on Civic Media. Keep up the good work. I guess got to say, on the music, and Jess, you do a big part of this. Thank you. I love the fact, I didn't know when we started working together, you're kind of a headbanger.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily dress like it or come off as it, but yeah, man. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. So it's not just me, it's also Jess, and she has introduced me to some great music as well. I always love the rock and roll. Keep on rocking. Appreciate it. Let's see. I don't believe God created man. I believe man created God, so saith Len from Madison. Yeah, amen, brother. Catherine from Madison also. Dom, what religion is Trump? Well, if I recall, he said I'm not Christian, right? He said I'm not, literally we have it somewhere. I'll find that sound. I am not Christian or I am not religious. He made the point. He's not. What church does he go to? He doesn't.
The Church of Trump.
Maybe everyone can assume it is their religion he espouses. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Just project whatever you want on him. He's a blank slate.
Dom, would you like to start a new charter school where the religion, quote unquote, is critical thinking? Yeah, that's what schools are supposed to be. This is what I'm saying. They're already there. They're called school. We shouldn't have to, like, make a school for critical thinking. They should be teaching that. And apparently you are a D&D goat. We see you callers. Sit tight when I get a couple more of these cuts out. Once again, the Oklahoma dude, the secretary, what is he, the Department of Education in Oklahoma?
He's the state superintendent.
Thank you. The state superintendent of Oklahoma being interviewed by Pamela Brown from CNN. We have a few more cuts.
Yeah.
Talking about the Bible as a historical document for America. Let's hear that cut too, please, Jess.
The Constitution is crystal clear on freedom of religion, not enforcing one religion, your religion, on students. What do you say?
Look, CNN doesn't have to like it. Left-wing activists don't have to like it.
I'm just talking about facts. It's not my opinion.
Document. The Bible is a historical document. You can't rewrite history, okay? The reality is the Bible was what drove so many of the consequential events in American history.
Mein Kampf was also a historical document.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of historical documents out there. And some have more, a better influence or a worse influence. Mm-hmm. But there is nothing in the Constitution about the Bible or about Jesus.
No. Well,
there's not. Or about Hindu religions or Jewish religions or any or Muslim religion. There's not in there.
No.
For many, a reason.
Well, many of the founding fathers, they talk sometimes about God, but the language that they use is incredibly vague.
Right. Purposefully.
Right.
These are smart folks that knew not everyone's going to believe the same thing, because this is about human beings governing human beings. Self-governance. Yeah. That's what this is about. There's no... I do not believe that there is a God going to come down and save you from whatever. And if you want to believe that, that's fine. But I don't think that you should have the influence to teach my kids that in the public school. You want to teach your kids that in the private school? Knock yourself out. You want to talk about the history of religion? You know, we can get that. The Life of David, I think, would be great. We can show some Monty Python in the school. And there's lots of things that we can do to expose the young and malleable minds to religion. But not indoctrinating. How about this? Hey, nobody knows where you came from. Nobody knows where you're going to go when you die. So let's just be good to each other and figure out how to manage our existence together with an appreciation and affection for each other as humans. Can we do that?
I'm on board for that.
Let's just do that. Hence, there is no mention of God or Jesus in the Bible. 855-752-4842. We have some more cuts, but let's not keep our callers waiting. Andrew from Motown, a glorious Lions victory this weekend. Andrew, I got to tell you, I think God made it happen.
Did you hear that Las Vegas is saying that they're putting their money on the Lions to win the Super Bowl?
Come on, baby. Do it, baby. Take that action.
That's extreme. That's ridiculously extreme. Just like teaching church and school. Hey, Dom and Jess, you salivating devils. Good on you. Hey, when I was in grade school, fifth or sixth grade, there was a young lady in the class that refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I got so much spirit from her. It was, oh my God, it was horrible. The school system, what are we going to do about her? How are we going to treat her? Blah, blah, blah. It was the talk of the town.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, they decided just to leave her alone. And my idea, you know, and I talked to her about it, and it was like, what has my country shown me? What makes me want to declare my allegiance to them? Give me something, you know? And the idea that in the school system, it was kind of a forced thing.
Mm-hmm.
You would stand up in the morning and pledge allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it goes along with school prayer and everything else. I have recently become fairly devoted, but that's my business. It's
right.
My business only. Everybody else, enjoy your life. You know, everybody, just be good to each other and enjoy your life and help others enjoy their lives. Thanks. Thanks, devils.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Rock on, Andrew.
Yeah, man. Totally appreciate that. And, of course, the phrase under God added to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Indeed. Not our country's motto.
No, by Eisenhower in 1954. I will say the Pledge of Allegiance. I will not say the under God portion of it because mm-hmm. I don't believe in that. I don't want it on the money. I don't want it on the walls. I don't want it in the pledges. I don't want it anywhere. And you get the religious and the faith. You get so spoiled, man. You're so spoiled. You got on the money. Oh, I can't take it off the money. Oh, we're going to put the Ten Commandments in the courtrooms.
Whose version
and in the
of
classroom.
The Ten Commandments? Eh?
I mean, come on, man. I saw the movie, man. History of the World Part 1, and there were 15, and Moses dropped one of them.
Oy.
Yeah, not oy. Behold, the God Jehovah has given to me these 15.
Oy. Oh,
10. 10 commandments for all to obey. I love Mel Brooks. 855-752-4842. A little bit more. I know we're bouncing around here, but it's all for a purpose. You're just going to have to tithe me 10%, and you'll find out when you're dead. Oh, who am I kidding? 20%.
20.
Come on. 10%. That's old school. And that's gross, by the way, not net. I don't care what your deductions are. Gross. Again, back to Oklahoma Superintendent of School, Ryan Walters. Oh, breaking news. Breaking news. While we feel that, as we were discussing Ryan mm-hmm, Walters and mm-hmm. these efforts to buy all these Bible Trump Bibles and put them all to school and do this thing, another Trump cabinet pick has been announced. The Department of Education will now be led by Linda McMahon of WWE fame and formerly of the Trump administration and I believe SBA. So
So Tim was wrong.
So sorry, Ryan Walters. Not going to.
I mean, he was auditioning hard.
He totally was, man.
Hard.
Oh, man. So hard. Not going to happen. Keep praying on it. Let's hear a little bit more Pamela Brown from CNN talking about Ryan Walters and his efforts to put the Bible in the classroom. Why not include other religious texts? Great question. Glad you asked it. Cut three.
If it's important to talk about religious texts and how it weaves into the history of the U.S., then why not also include the Quran? Why not also include the Book of Mormon? Why not also include these other religious texts?
Well, let's talk about this for a second. Everyone who signed that list, everybody suing me, they're the same people that want genderqueer and flamer in the classroom. Man. Under the guise
That's not necessarily true. Yes, you are painting everyone with a broad brush.
I know the litigants in the case. The ACLU sued me on both, Southern Poverty Law Center. The reality is these people want radical gender pornography in the classroom, but they don't want the Bible.
But they say the Bible has pornography and incest and rape. So what do you say to that?
You think the Bible's on the same plane as gender?
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying.
I mean, that's laughable.
Yeah, the Bible has incest and sex in it as well, right?
I mean, you want a book that is full of sex, murder, intrigue, and all the terrible things that humans do, go to the Bible.
See? But that's not it. It's just gender pornography. That's the big problem. But notice he doesn't answer the question.
And not at all.
She has a good point. And I think our friend Cindy Sum Appleton also has a good point. Cindy, you are going to be next. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, when I say the Pledge of Allegiance, I say all nations under their own God, because everybody has a different God. And I just wonder how this is going to affect people who are agnostic and atheist. Are their children going to be forced to have to do this every day? I mean, I can just about imagine all the lawsuits that are going to come forward after this. This is just absolutely ridiculous. And for a lot of people, our history doesn't sit well.
No doubt, Cindy. And thank you for the call. A lot to unpack there. Our history doesn't sit well. Well, it's not so bad for white landowning men, historically speaking, and everybody else, maybe a little less great, if you know what I mean. As far as the atheists, the agnostics, you know, folks like me, you know, how do we react? Of course, it's tougher, and I had moxie as a kid, so it was less challenging for me because F that. But there are folks that do feel the intimidation, do feel the pressure, the peer pressure to say God this and God that. And I don't. I think it's not the right place. It's not necessary. Again, historically speaking, sure, you want to talk about all the religions and did the Christian religion play an oversized role in this country? Well, you can't tell by the original texts. You know what I'm saying? You might think that. You might have lots of folks. Oh, why did the pilgrims come here? Yeah, religious fanatics came and killed all the indigenous people. Imagine that. 855-752-4842. Let's hear more from Pamela Brown interviewing Ryan Walters, the Oklahoma superintendent of schools, and his efforts. Cut number four, I believe.
You're not answering my question about these with other religious texts. If that is your reason, if you were like, I want our students to learn about the founding of this country and the Bible played a big role in that, then why not include other religious texts that also throughout history played a role, such as I pointed out, the Book of Mormon, such as, you know, the Quran?
Sure. Look, in a world history class, you can absolutely talk about those. But let's be clear, in American history, the Bible played a unique role in shaping this history.
The Book of Mormon, that's here, right? I mean, it started here.
That's specifically American
history, man. That's here. And what about the indigenous religions that were here? You know, all the people that were murdered and their land stolen? They had religions, some of them. Are you going to teach those too?
Doubtful.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. I'm preaching here, brother. I'm proselytizing. I learned a new word.
You missed that one. God damn. You had it for a second.
And that is
proselytize.
Proselytize.
There you go.
Is to like try to convert people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's to preach with the intent of getting everyone on your side.
How about I just preach and you do what you want, but don't put yours on me. I will put mine on you, and we'll go and figure out that, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, and that sometimes commas are overused in English. 855-752-4842. One last segment with your calls, your texts. Come back with us.
listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes. And just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Test, there's no time to rest. I ain't even started yet.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. We will sleep when we're dead, but we got one segment left. You can join us, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. We're going to get to all of them. I believe we have one last cut for the people. Jess, if you would, please, once again, Ryan Walters, the superintendent of schools of the great state of Oklahoma. He's going to fix their education by sticking Bibles back in the school. Well, maybe they should do something. Cut number 5.
Oklahoma is 48th in the country when it comes to education. It's ranked 48th in the country. Your critics say the money that you're spending on the Bible, I'm putting Bibles in every classroom, you've asked for $6 million, should be spent in other ways to better educate the students because they're very worried about where Oklahoma is ranked in the education system. What do you say to that?
We are in the middle of a turnaround here because we are following President Trump's agenda. This is the agenda for the entire country. We have school choice. We have merit pay. We are rejecting this left-wing ideology in the classroom. We are promoting American exceptionalism.
Not 49th, 48th. So they're getting better. Must be God's work. 855-752-4842. It's your work. A couple of texters on there. Callers, be patient. We're getting to you. Just working hard on the board. Len from Madtown. Church and state separate. Yes, Lenny. That's what I'm talking about. Lenny. What else we got here? Uncle Tony from Columbus. Shouldn't the Oklahoma guy mandate the schools use Jefferson's Bible if he wants to use a quote-unquote historical document? He was a founding father after all, and yes, Jefferson wrote a Bible. Uncle Tony, my understanding is he kind of like pulled all the Jesus quotes out of the Bible and made it his own. I didn't read it because, you know, it's a Bible. But sure, as a part of a religious studies, including all religion, including indigenous and worldwide religions, sure, why not? Because it's not just about American history. It's also the history of the folks that are in the classrooms right now. And not all of them came from this country. 855-752-4842. Let's see. Michelle, West Bend. If they want to teach history of religion, it can be an elective class. That way kids can take the class when they are at an age when they are capable of making the decision for themselves. Michaela, yeah, good point. It could be an elective, not a requirement. But again, I would stress that in the public schools, as a matter of history, you teach all of them. And good luck with that. Because then what's the delineation? Is it Roman gods? Maybe the Greek gods, we stop
hey,
there.
Hey, I got a degree on that.
But where do you stop? You know what I mean? The Norse gods. I'm a big fan of Thor.
Yeah, I mean, those stories. Ooh, good stories.
Marvel has it all figured out. What else we got? Dom, George Carlin, God loves you and he needs money, says Tom from New Berlin. Yeah, man. God loves you and he needs money. Let's see. I was raised Catholic, raised by Catholic parents, and religion really dictated every aspect of my young life, and I hated it. Forcing religion on children from a young age is a perfect way to push them away from any desire to follow religion. Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst thing about religion is religion. yeah, no doubt. The indoctrination. Again, we're talking about public dollars indoctrination. You want to do it at your private school? You want to go to Appleton Xavier like my parents paid out of pocket for me to go to? Knock yourself out. It's a free country. Do it. Instill in your kids what you want if you want religion. I don't want religion in the public schools. We don't have religion in public schools for a reason. I leaned agnostic after getting out of my parents' house, but my ultra-Catholic mother pushed me to full atheist when she told me God has a plan for everything. Everything happens for a reason. And I was holding my recently born and recently passed son in my hands. Oh, my God. No, I vowed to allow my second-born son to make his own decisions regarding religion if when he decides he wants to. Yeah. I mean, exposure is fine. I mean, there is religion. We can't deny it. I look at all of it as mythology. Today's religion is tomorrow's mythology. You want to teach that? That's fine. There's a cultural thing involved in that. And that's I'm okay with that from a historical perspective. But if you're going to make people pray, and you're going to make people pray to, I don't know, like pray for President Trump, even though he's not the president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, man. 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul, you're up. Happy days, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, good show, Dom.
Thanks, man.
There has to be a separation of church and state because we're in a free country and nothing should be shoved down your throat. And I would imagine the dude in Oklahoma, he probably voted for Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look at Trump, yeah, he's name a commandment he hasn't broken. Have a great night, Dom.
Hey, thanks, Wisco. Appreciate you listening, man. 855-752-4842. Running out of time. Steve from Madison, you will have the last word today. Welcome. What do you got for us?
I heard the guy say the Bible's a historical document. You can't rewrite history, right? I just wonder, does he think the King James is the original version of the Bible?
Right. Which Bible are you talking about? Thanks for the call, Steve. A couple of texters from the 608. Religion was invented by rich people to keep poor people from killing them. And also John from West Dallas, religion is taught at home. Steady Eddie, not a big fan of the music, but come on, man. We love the music. We're headbangers. But we also do like, what do you say, some Bob Dylan, some Paul Simon. Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, but sometimes we mix it up.
Yeah, we mix it up. I do like the classic, you know. Hey, folks, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I want to thank Maggie Dawn, a little overtime with Maggie Dawn. Check her out tomorrow, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. preceding this fine show. Thank you, Jess, for your hard work today. Thank you to all of our callers. Tomorrow, we're going to have our pal, Matt Rothschild. He's going to come in with us as a co-host. We're going to talk all sorts of things. But right now, stick around. Pete Schwabba, The Nightlight, coming up next. Have a good night.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Kim Shevchik and the Doctors in Recital into the studio. Then Civic Media's own Melissa Kay joins me to talk about her new show, Community Stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.